Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oops. That was loud.
It was a bomb.
What are you doing for this 3-day weekend that we're currently in?
Dog sitting.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I mostly forgot about it.
Yeah. Same.
A lot of shit going on. Like, it's literally Sunday and I still feel like I'm going to work tomorrow, so nothing. Yep. I've been painting my nails.
Ooh, pretty. Very springtime.
Yeah. I sent a Snapchat, I probably sent one to you too, of my entire collection to a few of my Snapchat people I Snapchat. And I was like, pick out a manicure. And my cousin picked out baby blue and silver.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that last week. And then little Casey picked out green and black. So I did a green gradient with a black pinky nail.
I like it.
Yeah.
Looks cool.
Yep. Oh, it's chipping right here.
Uh-oh.
Gonna have to paint them again.
I'll pick one for you.
Thanks. Yeah. Because, like, I have a lot, obviously. I got, like, 3 cases of nail polish.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's almost like whenever you're scrolling through Netflix and you're like, I don't know what to watch.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, looking at everything and I'm like, I don't know what to do. So.
I feel that.
First world problems. I have too much nail polish.
I'm out of ideas.
All right. Well. I guess we can get started. Happy First and Fridays, everybody. We are on Holy Gossip Girls. I'm KC.
I'm Faye.
And hope your pride is going well.
Yeah, it's pride.
And that's about it for June.
Yeah.
How are your plants doing?
Oh, yeah.
Mine all done died.
If you live in Colorado and know where I can get sugar snap peas, please let me know. Please email us.
Oh, are they unavailable?
They're so hard to find. I haven't had them in like 3 years.
Whoa.
Like farmers market peas, because like they have them at the grocery store, but like farmers market peas where they're like that thick.
So you know, there's a lot of different farmers markets in town.
You've been to all of them?
All of them?
Not this year, but like last year.
Because there's
every single one.
Really? Because there's one that's like over there by the mines.
Mm-hmm.
You've been to that one?
We searched high and low.
Interesting. I wonder if there's like a Colorado farmers market Facebook page.
Ooh, I'll look for that.
For like a group.
Yeah.
And then you can like post and be like, in search of.
Please help me.
I bet there's one, because there's a fucking Facebook group for everything.
Oh, yeah.
I
joined a few today.
Today?
Today.
About what?
I don't want to say it. I'll tell you later.
I want to know. I'm very curious.
I'll tell you when we're done.
All right. Email us and let us know what you think Faye joined.
Yeah. It's nothing inappropriate. It's just embarrassing.
I want to start guessing, but I don't want to out you. I joined one last week. It was another group. It's separate. I was already in a nail polish group for the fucking nail polish that I'm obsessed with.
Uh-huh.
I joined a second one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's the soonest one that I've joined. Yep. Anyway. Should we get started?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this one's pretty short.
Okay.
Because I wrote it last night and I had to pee. And I was like, I can't pee until I finish this. I don't know why.
I do that too. Like, yeah. I really am bad with it whenever I get home from a trip. I'll be like, man, I just drove like 3 hours and I like refuse to like relax, because, you know, peeing is so relaxing until I'm like 100% unpacked.
Yeah.
What's wrong with me?
Makes no sense.
Yeah. It's just peeing.
It's the things we do.
Like, it's a reward.
Yeah. I finished this essay, I could go pee. Twice.
Oh my god.
Okay, this one's kind of similar to one I think we did. They kind of all mashed together in my memory.
Okay.
But I think we did.
Okay.
Did we do that story about the boy who went missing and then came back, but it wasn't actually him.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was like that guy who was like, what am I thinking of? He pretended to be a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like thousands of people.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It's kind of similar to that one, but.
But different.
Different and sadder.
Oh.
Christine Collins was born in 1888 as Christine Ida Dune. Cool name.
That's super cool.
She married Walter J. Collins, an ex-convict using an alias. Collins was born Walter Joseph Anson and hid his former past, I mean regular past, from her.
Okay.
They had a son, Walter, in September 1918.
Okay.
Collins' son disappeared on March 10th, 1928, after she gave him money to go to the cinema.
Oh. How old was he?
Ten.
Man, back then you were like practically an adult.
Yeah.
Come back next week. See ya. When are you going to join the army?
Where are your kids at?
You're like 13, have a job as a paper boy, never come home.
Sad.
And then literally join the army. Yeah.
Tragic.
Well, 20s. And we all are over here like celebrating having like 20s themed parties where we're like flapper dresses, haha.
And like send your kids to the coal mines.
There's like so much tragedy back then. Like people dying of the flu.
Terrible racism. But we celebrate.
But those flapper dresses.
They're so cute.
They're so cute.
We love the Great Gatsby.
Anyway.
Walter's disappearance received nationwide attention, and the Los Angeles Police Department followed up on hundreds of leads without success.
Interesting. I'm surprised, honestly, that they tried that hard.
Did they, though? The police faced negative publicity and increasing public pressure to solve the case.
Okay.
Then, 5 months after Walter's disappearance, a boy claiming to be Walter was found in DeKalb, Illinois.
Okay.
Letters and photographs were exchanged before Christine Collins paid for the boy to be brought to Los Angeles. At the reunion, Collins said that the boy was not Walter. But under pressure to resolve the case, the officer in charge, Captain J.J. Jones, convinced her to try the boy out by taking him home.
Ah, okay. Okay. So actually, you've done another one of these stories too.
Have I? Oh, yeah.
And it was like super old timey. And
I
then
do remember that.
Because the mom was like, I bathed him and he didn't look the same. Or it was something weird like that.
I did two of these, huh?
Yeah.
Well, here's my third.
So really quick, it's like bringing back some like lost memory I had. I'm pretty sure, speaking of little Casey, that she told me, I'd have to double check with her, that she looked like some kid that was lost while she was a kid, and that the police came and tried to take her from her mom.
Really?
And they had to like prove who she was.
Oh my God.
I'm going to have to ask her because that sounds crazy.
Do a story on that.
Yeah. <That's> have her call in and be like, yeah, I was on America's Most Wanted or whatever it is for children.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah. I mean, like, other than, I mean, I guess I could do like a blood test, but like, other than the fact that like I have Charlotte's like birth certificate and stuff, like how do you prove somebody's your kid?
Yeah,
whenever like the police come and they're like, that kid looks the same, we're
give
taking
that baby
it. Yeah, anyway, to try it out.
Yeah, to try the boy out by taking him home.
So where did he, are you gonna go, I forget where you said he came from.
He came from Illinois.
Was he a like lost child or something?
I'm pretty sure I get into it. Oh okay. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
She returned 3 weeks later saying the boy was definitely not her son.
Uh-huh.
Although she had dental records and backing from friends to prove her case, Collins said Jones accused her of being a bad mother and bringing ridicule to the police.
Okay.
A terrible crime.
Dental records.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you do it for a baby, though? My two baby's teeth. Got one tooth.
This is one tooth. do a dental record on her tooth.
I mean, I got like a really good picture of it.
It's gotta be my baby, see?
Look at this one tooth. It's like, sorry, ma'am, this baby has two teeth now. It's clearly not your baby. It's
not your baby. Okay, this part's very messed up. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Jones had Collins committed to the psychiatric ward at Los Angeles County Hospital.
The mother, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Under a Code 12 internment, a term used to jail or commit someone who is deemed difficult or an inconvenience.
Wow.
Kind of messed up.
Yeah.
Jones questioned the boy, who admitted to being 12-year-old Arthur Hutchins Jr., a runaway from Iowa.
Mm.
Hutchins was picked up by police in Illinois, and when asked if he was Walter Collins, he first said no, but then said yes. His motive for posing as Collins was to get to Hollywood so he could meet his favorite actor, Tom Mix.
What a stupid little kid thing to do.
I know.
You're like, yeah, I'll say whatever it takes so I can meet, so I can go to Hollywood.
I gotta see Tom Mix. My favorite guy, Tom Mix.
Oh my god, what a dumb kid.
I know. Well, he's only 12.
I know.
12-year-olds are dumb.
All of them. And they're over there running the country. It's the 20s.
Go back to the coal mines.
Don't forget your gun.
Bring your wife. Oh my god. Collins was released. So the mom was released 10 days after he admitted that he was not her son and filed a lawsuit against the Los Angeles Police Department. Collins won a lawsuit against Jones and was awarded $10,800, which he never paid.
Okay.
In 1929, Gordon Stewart Northcott was found guilty of abducting, molesting, and killing three young boys in what became known as the Wineville Chicken Coop Murders.
Oh my god.
Northcott's mother, Sarah Louise Northcott, confessed in late 1928 to her participation in the murder of Walter Collins as being amongst her son's victims.
What?
Yeah.
How old was the guy that was molesting?
I do not know.
I guess it doesn't really matter, but like, I'm just trying
to. His mom's just helping out.
Yeah, I'm trying to like think about if they lived together. That's where my mind was going.
Oh.
Because like, it's one thing if you like have a son who's living with you and helping them, but like, can you imagine if they didn't live together? She was like going over and doing his laundry and then helping him kill little boys.
Oh my god. Evil.
Oh my god.
Following her confession, she was sentenced without trial to life imprisonment for her role in Walter's death.
Good.
The state chose not to prosecute Gordon for Walter's murder and instead brought him to trial for the murders of three other young boys for which there was also forensic evidence.
Why? Okay. Okay. Because maybe the laws back then you could only do one person?
I don't know. I'm sure they had a reason. Because I'm sure they weren't just like, cares about that kid.
Yeah.
There got to be some kind of reason.
Okay.
On February 13th, 1929, he was found guilty of all three murders and sentenced to death.
Whoa.
Despite these convictions, Gordon denied killing Walter, and his mother later attempted to rescind her confession and gave other scattered and inconsistent statements.
That's why.
Okay. Collins, who chose to believe her son was still alive in spite of the guilty plea, corroborating testimony by Sanford Clark in the murder of Walter Collins, corresponded with...
Fuji. Hey, come here, buddy.
Come here. Aww.
Fuji. Okay, so not the mother that was in the mental institution. It was a different mother who was saying that her son wasn't dead? Or no, it was the same one.
It's the same mother.
Okay.
She's saying that she's choosing to believe that her son is still alive.
Okay.
She corresponded with Gordon, the killer, and received permission to interview with him shortly before his execution.
Whoa.
Northcott pledged to explain the true account of her son's fate, but he recanted at the last minute and professed his innocence of any involvement. Collins was further encouraged by the parents of another boy that Northcott had abducted and probably molested. The police initially thought the boy might have been a murder victim of Northcott's. Collins continued to search for her son for the rest of her life. Collins attempted several times to collect the money owed to her by Jones, including a 1941 court case in which she attempted to collect $15,562 judgment in the Superior Court. So he never paid her.
Wow.
And she died in 1964 and was buried in Los Angeles.
That is so sad.
My source is Wikipedia.
So I'm wondering, like, they never found the bodies of these boys, obviously.
No.
So what did he do with them?
I don't know. Messed up things, I'm sure.
That's really sad.
It really is. They institutionalized her because she's like, that's not my kid. They're like, yep, you're going to crazy town.
But then she, like, refused to believe that her son was dead.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the saddest part of it. Is that she just went her whole life thinking that her son was alive.
And they didn't give her money. She was owed.
That's wild. Oh my gosh.
OJ has such a small head.
He does compared to his, like, big body. He is very furry. Uh-huh. But, like, even if he all of a sudden became a hairless cat, he's pretty big.
Oh, he's a big boy.
He's a big boy. But every time we go to the vet, they're just like, he's perfect. And I'm like, okay, if you say so.
I agree. I think he is perfect.
I think he is too. Skeeter's perfect. Fuji's annoying, but he's perfect. So today, Faye came over and brought a gift for the baby, and Fuji would not leave any of us alone until we gave him a gift also. And then as soon as we did, he was like, chill.
Yeah, he wants one too.
He's such a brat. Oh my gosh, we've been getting these Love Every play kits. Uh-huh. That have like baby toys in them, and it's like a subscription. We've gotten two boxes so far. I don't know if we're gonna keep doing it because it is very expensive. It's like $90, but the toys are beautiful and amazing. Anyway, we used to also get the bark box for Fuji a long time ago, and we stopped that because I'm sure you're aware we have like six boxes of dog toys all around the house, like toy boxes full of dog toys, and so we just don't fucking need anymore.
Yeah.
So we stopped getting it, and so anyway, the last two boxes that we've gotten of Love Every, we put it on the floor. We're like going through it with Charlotte, and Fuji's like digging around trying to find a toy.
Aww.
He's so jealous.
Aww.
He's such a brat.
Jealous boy.
He is so jealous. I'll be like, I'll like crouch down and be like, come here to the baby to get her to like crawl to me. And then Fuji will be like in another room and he'll just come running. And he's like, I'm coming, Mom.
I'm on my way.
And then he'll just sit right in front of me with his butt touching me and be like, here I am.
Aww.
He's such
special
a
boy.
Oh, he's just obsessed with me. Why are you so obsessed with me? Oh, that's a sad story. Oh my God. Well, thanks. Oh, what was your source?
Wikipedia.
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 Right. Well, thanks. I guess that's that on that.
Yeah.
Follow us on social media. We're Unholy Gossip Girls on Facebook and Instagram, at Girls Unholy on Twitter, and email us what you think Faye joined on Facebook, because we're just all dying to know, at unholygossipgirls@gmail.com. Stay safe, have fun partying, but also like be responsible.
Yeah.
You know, in more ways than just don't drink and drive, you know. Be responsible in other ways too.
Be responsible in every way.
Yeah.
Wash your hands.
Oh my God. Yeah. All right. We'll see you guys on July 1st for a special bonus episode. But until then, stay safe. We love you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.